So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 away defeat in the league at Northwood. Davo, let's start at the beginning, I suppose. Not another great trip again. Accident or a broken down car on the M25 meant that you got here late and preparation was a bit delayed.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, we. Firstly, you're going to have to excuse my voice. I've got a bad cold, and if I break into a coughing fit, you'll have to excuse me. But, it's always difficult with, when lads are making their own way to games and stuff like that. And we were in dribs and drabs getting it here. And, it wasn't ideal travelling up here. But, it is what it is. We're used to it. So it wasn't great. A few people were there, but bang on two, and we had to rush through the team talk a little bit. But not ideal preparation, but it didn't affect us because we started the game like a steam train and went ahead.
Yeah, you say obviously started the game. You started the game very well. First 5-10 minutes, absolutely. As you say, started the game like a steam train. Took the game to them, had a couple of early chances, and managed to nick an early goal from a corner and looked very comfortable in the first half, I thought.
Yeah, we did. We had a couple of chances before the corner, and then whipped a corner in at the front post. It's been touched in from Chalky, which was good. Another goal for him. I'm pleased about that. Not long after that, we had another corner, very similar, and it almost went in, almost carbon copy. We were well on top in terms of chances and bits and pieces in the first half. They had a bit of possession, but they didn't open us up once. Pricey didn't make any saves, I don't think. And we looked very comfortable. Probably should have been more than one up at half-time.
And obviously you say about possession there, they did have a little bit of an overload in the midfield at times. It looked like it was 3v2 in there and it did allow them to get on the ball, but really they only looked to play balls in behind you, and it looked as though you yourself actually were able to just go around and sweep up. It didn't look too difficult, to be honest.
Yeah, we dealt with it really well. I was very pleased. The lad Muir up front is a good player, very good player. I rate him highly, but we kept him extremely quiet. So, all in all, it was a very good first half, good professional job done. It was almost a bit of a shame half time had to come, really.
And second half, even the first 15 minutes, you must have been very happy with the way it started. They didn't really come at you too much. They did throw a few men forward, but it was quite even. And it was only, as I say, sort of 16, 17 minutes in when they whip a corner in, and unfortunately, Ryan comes out and probably isn't really going to get there. And matey loops a head in and it bounces and goes in.
Yeah, I agree with all that. We started the second half well. It was quite end-to-end. We expected them to push. I could hear them shouting and screaming at half-time. And I was expecting a reaction because they're a good side. Another side in the playoff push on a hell of a run. And we expected a tough game today, and that's what we got. And they come out second half and give it a good go, as did we. It was quite end-to-end. It looked like a good game for 10, 15 minutes. We looked like we were shutting up shop very well. And then, corner comes in, Pricey come flying out to punch it, missed it, and the lads headed it into an empty net. It's a shame. It was a big error, really, but not one that he normally makes. So, keeper makes an error, people can shout and scream at him and blame him for things. Chances get missed up the other end and no one seems to bat an eyelid about it. So it is what it is. Pricey knows the score and I'm sure he's disappointed with the goal.
Fine margins a little bit. Obviously, probably 2 or 3 minutes before that, you have a breakaway. Chalks breaks away and Simba makes a great run. Chalk slips in the ball, and it's a touch and finish. And he has a touch, and unfortunately, it bubbles away. And ultimately, they got the other end 2 or 3 minutes later and score the goal.
Yeah, I agree. He should have scored. He's not been playing week in, week out. A bit of an injury, Sim. He's back fit now. Hasn't been able to train the last couple of weeks on Thursday because of work, and we're doing a lot of work on finishing, and you see the difference. Chalky's been in all those sessions, really good sessions we're having. They're all loving what we're doing, various finishing drills that we're running through, and you see the difference. Chalky, bang, gets shots off. Josh Francis today was getting good shots off. All right, they weren't all didn't all end up in goals, but they looked like they were lively from them sort of chances, whereas Sim was ponderous, let's say ponderous was probably the word, and it didn't look like he was going to score with that chance he had.
And you weathered a big 5 minutes after they equalised. Thought you came through that well, and then the last sort of 20-odd minutes looked comfortable again. I had a couple of chances, certainly from free kicks, some great deliveries from Liam Gilbert, a couple of great opportunities for headers. And the sucker punch right at the end, 92nd minute, and the lads cut in and hit, what, a 25, maybe 30-yard strike, and it's ended up in the top corner.
Yeah, it was a tough spell, that one, after they scored. We had to dig in, and we did. We did it really well. There's a lot of people throwing bodies on the line and making good blocks and good clearances. Again, you know, Pricey didn't have to do an awful lot. It was the defenders that were defending well. excuse me. And, you know, yeah, we had to dig in, and we did. Looked like we got a deserved point, at least, you know, definitely deserved a point. And they've... you know, as you said, the ball's broke 20-odd yards out, 25 yards out. I don't think whoever was closest squared him up quickly enough, let the lad get a shot off. It wasn't even like bombing into the top corner. It was sort of like chipped in the top corner, and somehow or other it's found its way in via Pricey post. And, yeah, I'm sure, you know, is it a goalie error? I don't know. I've seen him make them saves routine before, but, you know, it's found its way in, which is a shame. Very shame, a big, big shame.
And Matt, you know, from such a positive piece at half time, you go in and you finish a game, and it must feel one of the biggest negatives of the last three, four, five games, really, because it's the one that you've had the biggest sucker punch with, and probably, if I'm being honest, one of the lesser teams that you've played against in terms of quality.
Yeah, absolutely, it's the biggest sucker punch for sure. You know, I don't do it very often, but I had a big dig at them after the game because we're so near but so far away. That's what I told them. I mean, that's the message of it. Three games we've lost narrowly against teams that are all looking like they're going to get in the playoffs. This lot today, not sure how they're up there. To be honest, maybe that's doing us a disservice as much as anything, because we didn't really make them look like playoff contenders. I know they probably will say they didn't play well and all that stuff that teams always say when they play us. It seems to be a miracle that every team cannot play well against us, or maybe it's that we're actually not a bad side. But yeah, you know, it was gut-wrenching to do that. Good luck to them. You know, they're on a great run, and you know, credit to them. I wish them well for the rest of the season, see if they can get themselves in the playoffs. And when they get themselves in there, who knows, you know? So, yeah, gutting to be honest. I'm still, yeah, I'll go away from here absolutely spewing tonight. I'll be speaking to the staff, and we'll all be crying over it, I'm sure, over via text, and then get ourselves ready for it and look through the positives of today. And the positives are that we more than match the side that are fifth or sixth in the league. Look like they're going to get in the playoffs, and... you know, things are not too bad, really. 11 games left, still in four cups, three quarterfinals and a semi-final. But it's very easy to, you know, get overly disappointed and think that, you know, it's the end of the world when we lose. It isn't, you know. We've lost three games in a row in the league. We beat Godalming in between handsomely at home. You know, and we've played well in all those games. So, yeah, I'm not going to get too downbeat. I am downbeat at the minute. All the lads have sloped off home and, you know, made their respective ways home via the M25. No doubt there'll be an accident on there or something, and we'll be struggling to get home. But that's just the way today's going. But excuse me. But we'll, you know, we'll pick the bones out of it, and we'll look forward to Tuesday. Exciting game for us, and we'll look forward to it.
What? Unlucky today, although unlucky is probably not the best word to use for you at the minute, but commiserations on today, and the best of luck for Tuesday, a big game.
Thanks, mate. I've said, a few people have said unlucky to me. I'm not quite sick of hearing it, but you know, they mean well when they say it, and it's a nice thing. You know, I'll look back on it and say, yeah, unlucky, we were close to getting something today, and yeah, we'll look forward to Tuesday.
Best of luck Tuesday.
Cheers.